God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. What fills your mind today? You know, it's not hard to find out what fills people's minds. You just shake them or squeeze them, and it runs out the top. It runs out their mouth. They talk about sports or food or coffee or grandkids, and none of these things are bad. In fact, some of these are good things to be thinking about. Some of them are just nice things to be thinking about. But they go back to more basic traits like joy or pride or hate or care or thanks, as in joyful or prideful or hateful or careful or thankful. In Philippians 4, we have the contrast between worry and gratitude, prayer, and peace. We have a contrast between being careful, full of care, and being thankful, full of thanks. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God," the Bible goes on to say, "will keep your hearts and minds." Verse 7 talks about the peace of God, and verse 9 talks about the God of peace. You cannot have the one without the other. But what you find here is gratitude. Gratitude. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Everything of anything would certainly fill your life, would it not? So there are times when I need to uncork the reservoir of care in my heart by prayer, and I need to fill that heart back up with the good things that verse 8 talks about. The Bible says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." Now, the truth is, if you watch the news today, the news was full of probably none of those things. If you've obsessed with social media today, social media was probably full of none of those things. Now, I think we need to keep up with the world, and I'm not condemning wholeheartedly social media, but I will tell you, all these things conspire to fill us with care. Care by comparison, care by powerlessness. So I need to uncork and drain out those things, that care, with prayer. I need to fill up that reservoir with gratitude. When you think about all those good traits, true, lovely, good report, etc., when you think about it, gratitude is those things. Gratitude is thinking on these things. That's what gratitude is. And so whatever fills your mind governs your life. I'm not saying that you cannot be worried today while at the same time being grateful to God for some other thing. I am saying this: the more my mind dwells on the things for which I have to be thankful, the less room there is for my mind to be absorbed in being careful, full of care about things, worrying about things. Thanks is what we give. Peace is what God gives. With thanksgiving. You know, if I have gratitude in my heart, if I have thanks, I need to give thanks. So thanks is what you give. Peace is what God gives, and the two certainly go together. So what is your mind full of today? Pray and drain what is worrying you to God, and praise, fill up that reservoir with things for which you're grateful to God.